It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. It's wonderful to be together to study the Word of God, and I'm glad that you've taken the time to come together with us. I hope that you enjoy the study today. We're in the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2. We'll even read the 17th verse as well, and then we'll enjoy the study. But while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. And if you would like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to write to us, it's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org, parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com, parkviewbible@gmail.com, or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Again, I'm glad that you've joined us today. And after that quick introduction, it's time to get right into the study of the precious Word. Jonah chapter 2, but we're going to begin with the 17th verse of chapter 1 and then read into chapter 2. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about, and all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about, and the weeds were wrapped about my head. And I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, and the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought me up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that thou I have vowed salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start the study today. Father, thank you that we can come. And I just ask that you will guide and lead us through these precious words and show us that there is no book or verse of Scripture that is not inspired. Every word is recorded, and it has been written by the leadership and the hand of the Holy Spirit, as he controlled the very fingers and the very hands of those that were used to pen this precious book. But it's all from you. It's all about you. It tells us such a beautiful picture and tells us such beautiful words concerning the salvation of mankind through the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, Father, just guide and lead us as we study this wonderful Old Testament book, one that has been criticized and condemned for many, many years. But just guide and lead us now, Father, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is such a joy to study and to look through this precious book, whether it's Old Testament or New. I enjoy studying both. I have such a love for the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Of course, I love Joshua as well, and many other of the precious Old Testament books. But to have the foundation of those first five, what they call the books of Moses, the first five is so necessary in a Christian's life. I hope that you have studied those. I hope that you've enjoyed those. We have on the website. We have those books present, and we have done those books across the radio, and I hope that you enjoyed it if you had an opportunity to listen. Please just enjoy those precious books. But it's so wonderful to get that foundation, and then you can go into the New Testament, and you have such a tremendous understanding. Again, it all comes about when we know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. We must be born again, and then we can enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit as He will lead us each and every day. Now, we know, according to the 17th verse, that the Lord had prepared a great fish and swallowed up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. We know, because we've studied this in the past few times we've been together, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou hast heard my voice. Now, we have continued to have quite a study concerning this hell or Sheol, and Sheol should have been word there, because it means the center of the earth. It means a hollow place, and we find that as we look at the place of the dead. But when we looked at verse 1, we realized that that's talking about inside the belly of the fish. Jonah was still alive at that time. But when you get to the verse 2, we find that at that time then he has died, and he goes to the place, the same place that we find Abraham and all the Old Testament saints that have died with the promise. They have died knowing Jesus, the Messiah, was coming, and they believed by faith, just like Abraham, and that was accounted to them for righteousness. Jesus has died on the cross now, so we can look back and enjoy that, see that, and come by faith to Him, knowing He has died for us and taken our sins away. It's a finished work now. Before, they were looking forwards. But so many people, they miss the joy of this book. They do not believe that it really took place, see no need in it. Well, we're going to look up some more verses of Scripture to kind of confirm that. And last time we were together, we went to Luke chapter 16, and we read from verse 19 through 29. If you missed last time we were together, I ask that you would go back to those Scripture verses and read them, because it's concerning the rich man and Lazarus. And there's much that we have learned about them. And in that text, we can see many things. And as we look at that in relationship to Jonah, because that's what happened to Jonah. There was a great fish prepared. That great fish swallowed him before he was dead, before he had died. He cried out unto the Lord here in verse 1. But then after he had died, he continued to cry out unto the Lord, because he was in that place that is referred to by our Lord Jesus when he speaks to the thief upon the cross. You know, today I will be with thee in paradise, and what a promise. And that is this Sheol, and there's a compartments, as we read in Luke chapter 16. When we looked at those verses of Scripture, we found that there was a great gulf fixed between them. Can't pass from one side to the other. But Jonah was in the place of Abraham. And as we look in studying that Luke 16 with the rich man Lazarus, we have determined, because again, that's not just a story, it's a precious truth, the soul is always conscious. You know, some people believe that when you die, that's it. That's not true at all. Your soul is always conscious, whether you go to heaven or to hell, whichever place. Here, where both places were in the center of the earth, one was at Abraham's bosom or paradise, and the other is Hades, a place of torment. Something else we know, when you go to that place of torment, not only is your soul conscious, and you will also, at some point in time, your body and soul will be reunited. But right now, it's just your soul, and you are conscious. You understand, and you have a memory, because he remembered his brothers. He wanted to get someone out to his brothers. This is back in Luke 16. And he remembered Abraham, and so the reference in the scripture there, Abraham, would you send Lazarus? And so we know that he recognized him. So again, not only memory and conscience is present, and the next we find that this rich man, he also had remorse. He didn't want anybody to come down there. And whatever you can do to stop people from coming here, because he was sad for what he had. And also, we've talked about in trying to really set this up back in Jonah, that this isn't hell. You know, people think this place of torment where this rich man was found and has been there now for many, many years, and it is, again, a true message, a true story. It wasn't something that's just fictional like so many things, just as Jonah. This is not a fictional story. It took place. It is real, and we know it, and we're going to confirm it in the Gospel of Matthew. But let's take a look here, because this is not hell. And so, couple of verses of scripture. We're going to start with Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to his work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Your name must be written down in the Lamb's book of life, and it gets recorded there if you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in him today as your Savior. So as we read now here back in Revelation, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. Jesus will be the judge, and every work that you have will be recorded. And the book will be opened, and the books will be opened. Now, the book is the Lamb's book of life. Your name must be recorded. He also has the books, and those books record everything you have ever done, good, bad, indifferent, whatever it is. It is recorded for you, and it's recorded, and it'll be a witness against you. Because there is no works that's going to please and satisfy a righteous God. And so when we look at this, then we find in the end of verse 14, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So we find that the lake of fire, hell, was cast into the lake of fire. You see that those that were in Hades, it please all those that have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone will find their place into the lake of fire unless you come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Now, we find, as we have spent much time now talking about what happened to Jonah here, But why is that so important? It's so important because we know our Lord Jesus is the victor, and he has won the battle, and he has given us Jonah as an example so that we can see and know without question, and also those that would have known the book of Jonah, as he makes reference, that should have brought them together, say, this is the Messiah. But instead of that, they continued to reject. Now, we're going to go to Psalms first, chapter 16, verse 10. Psalms chapter 16, verse 10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. We've read that many times, and that is a promise given to the Lord Jesus Christ. The example. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish and swallowed up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now just keep recording that, just keep reading that. Let's go to the book of Acts, because it's so important that we see the connection and that we do not deny this precious little book, because it is real, it's true, and we cannot deny it. If you do, it's to your own damnation. So please, that you listen carefully to what it has to say. Acts chapter 2, verse 30. Acts chapter 2, verse 30. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Neither one. Now let's go to 1 Peter again. And we're going to come back and tie this all together. So just listen to the promises. Would not see corruption. We have Titus and Hebrews and James, and there's 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 through 20. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, and just the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the saints in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto was baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, and the angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto them. We come back to this because I want you to see verse 19, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, wherein few, as eight souls, were saved. And so we looked at that, and now we're going to go to one more, and then we're going to bring them all together back here in Jonah. And so we've got Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 8 through 10. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now, that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same that also ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And then he gives the speaks of the gifts here that is given. But do you see what's taken place here? When Jesus died on the cross, he ascended into the lower parts of the earth, the same place that Jonah went when he was disobedient, run away from God. But God wasn't done with him yet, so he developed this, he created this fish, this special fish, that swallowed up Jonah. Now, he swallowed up Jonah, and Jonah's soul went down into the place of paradise, the same place that the Lord Jesus descended into, as it says here, descended first in the lower parts of the earth, and he that descended is the same which also ascended up far above all the heavens, that we might fill all things. And so we know the Lord Jesus went down, then he came back, and then he is sitting on the right hand of God the Father. We've just read that just recently. Now, we've got a couple of things here. We're going to go back to Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, because now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 12, because this tells us completely that this is a true story. Even though we've built all the way around it here, I want you to see this, Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. And it tells us, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the fish's, it says whales, but it's fish's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." There is no question. The Lord Jesus himself makes reference to Jonah and to the event that took place. So please do not question whether this is true. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about Sheol, the center of the earth, and I believe that that's where this place of paradise and place of torment be found. We know because the Lord Jesus descended down and he took those out. So no longer do we, when we die, no longer do we go down into this place of paradise or Abraham's bosom. We go straight into the presence of the Lord Jesus because he is the first fruit of our resurrection. And so he had to die and be raised again first before we could ever have the completed work and go directly into the presence of the Lord in heaven. And so that work is finished, it's complete, and as we look through these verses of Scripture, now understanding that this is a true story, understanding that this is a very important true story because it tells about the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And so please, don't miss any of this. Now, as we begin once again, and verse 2, chapter 1, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cry by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice." He was in this place, the place called Abraham's bosom, or he was in what we call paradise, and so he had went there because he was disobedient. Now, God was preserving his body in the belly of that fish, and he was keeping that for a reason because God was not done with him here on earth. And we know our Lord Jesus was 3 days and three nights in Joseph of Arimathea's new tomb, never been used, and we know he was laid in there, and yet he saw no corruption. 3 days later, he came out of that grave victorious, and we know that Jonah here is such an example for us about our Lord Jesus. It was a report that come to the folks that they would come and recognize, hey, this is the truth. Instead of that, they denied Jonah, and they deny the truth, and they do not want to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. They're so caught up in all the things of their life. As we continue now in verse 3, "For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas. The floods compassed me about, and all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards the holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about, and the weeds were wrapped about my head. I was down into the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought me up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. You see, Jonah, he had the opportunity to experience something just like the Lord Jesus will experience almost 900 years later. However, Jonah was not perfect. It was God that kept him. And we have heard all kinds of stories that, oh, he was bleached white from being in that belly of the fish, had seaweed wrapped around his head. They're just all kinds of stories. We don't have any of those. What we do have is we have a recording of our Lord and Savior making a clear connection between himself, the death, burial, and resurrection that he was a part of. He saved us. He bought us. But he makes this connection with Jonah. And so please, don't miss the picture. We have so many beautiful pictures, whether it's the tabernacle or Abraham himself with Isaac as he offers him. But there is just so many beautiful, beautiful pictures, and this is one of them. And so again, look at Jonah's conversation. Thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Oh, he is here recognizing, remember what he's doing? He's running away. God's got a purpose for him. God's got work for him. But he is running away. And this is the experience that he's receiving here. Verse 4, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards the holy temple. In this time, there was only one place that God was present. The Holy Spirit would do a work to convict the heart if you're lost, would convict the heart to bring you to salvation. The Old Testament, the New Testament are the same. You're looking towards the Messiah. You're looking back at the Messiah that has come. And so when we see the opportunity of salvation, and then Jonah here gives us quite an experience because God wasn't done with him yet. And so here's what he talks about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. I will cast out of thy sight. I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards the holy temple, and that would be in Jerusalem. You see, the desire of Jonah is to look to and look towards the temple because, again, in the Old Testament, they were saved by faith. But the only place that God was present was in the temple. We have the Shekinah glory cloud of fire by night and smoke by day. And when we find the temple to be built, and as you look through the time, why you need to get the directions correct in the timing as far as when the temple is built and when David has the opportunity to build this wonderful temple. David doesn't, but Solomon, his son, does. But they look towards this holy city. They look towards Jerusalem. Now, we need to look towards the Lord Jesus. What are you going to do, my dear friend, about Jesus?